G'day, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, mate. Gee, congratulations, Cricket North West president. Now, I guess it adds to a list of things that you're doing at the moment, but how did it all come about? Because we know that Shane Crawford left the post a little while ago and you've been involved with the umpires, etc. So how did it all come about?
So, like you said, Shane took on a role with Cricket Tas on their board after Chris Mitchell stood down after 17 years. And with having that role, you're unable to take on the presidency of the Cricket North West. So it was vacant there for a while, and being vice president, just thought someone needed to take the mantle on. So, yeah, took the job on myself. So, yeah, a bit of a juggling act at the moment with footy and cricket, but that's all right.
Will it be a long-term appointment for you, or will you just review it as you go along, time permitting?
There's no time frame. There's obviously, if there's someone else that comes along that's got more time on their hands and is willing to take it on, yeah, I'm happy to move aside. But you know, if I'm still doing the job in 3 or 4 years, so be it. But pretty happy at the moment, especially with the board that we've got. We've been together for a while now, structured up a little bit different to what it was. Within our board, we've got subcommittees that look after different areas of Cricket North West. So got a really good board at the moment, which makes it easy being president when you've got good people to work with. So that kind of made the taking on the job a bit easier.
You're in a unique position, really, because you're getting a good look at everything from all angles. You get the umpire side of it, both on the field and off the field, and then you get a look at it through your involvement through this. And I mean, I think the competition's going along quite well. There's a lot of good junior development and all that sort of thing. How are you finding things? Because the North West clubs seem to be reasonably competitive with the Northern clubs when you take Greater Northern into consideration.
Yeah, definitely. Being out there umpiring, you definitely get a good view on how things are going on the field. You get to have a chat with players off the ground, administrators as well. You get some insight into how they think the competition's being ran. So that's a good part of that, being umpiring. And, yeah, the competition's going pretty well. Slow start of the season. The Launceston side got away a bit earlier than us, and then we had trouble with weather down here, so we've been a bit of a catch-up for us, but we're starting to, the Cricket North West side starting to now to string some good games together and start to get some wins. So you can just hope that can keep continuing and can force themselves into the four.
Been a nightmare for curators, hasn't it, to try and get wickets up and keep them dry, get them reasonably hard. And I think most of the curators at the grounds have done a pretty damn good job to get some cricket when we thought maybe they wouldn't get it.
They definitely have, and it just shows in the scores. I think one of the main things at Cricket North West is the improvement in the last, say, the 5 years, 5 years ago to now, is the state of the wickets and the facilities and the grounds that the clubs have now. So people are batting on good wickets now. Back a few years ago, obviously, wickets were up and down and underprepared, but now the wickets are a lot better than what they used to be, and it's just proven the amount of runs have started to be scored over the last few years.
As I mentioned at the top of this interview, you wear a few hats and you're also president of the Ulverston Footy Club, and I've noticed with interest that there's been quite a bit of activity around recruitment. Stephen French taking on the role last year, and probably a development year for the club really to bring on some juniors, but you've announced some really good signings over this off-season, so it must be an exciting time to be around the footy club at the moment as well.
Yeah, it is. The numbers down here last night, numbers were good in the mid-40s, so that's a good sign early on in the season, but you kind of look to know where you're at. And last year, we knew where we were at, and it was going to be a long season. So Frenchy was under no illusion. He was told when he got the job, there was a year probably to rebuild, and that's what he did. And we got a lot of games into juniors, and we've obviously got a lot of ex-Ulverston players coming back, which is a good point. The good point of it all, Mick, getting good Ulverston people back to the Ulverston Football Club. So that's where we've kind of gone after some players, and some players have came back of their own accord, which has been good.
And as a committee and a board, you've got to give, I suppose you've got to give that leeway to Frenchy in that context. He must feel really good about the future, because Ulverston don't stay down too long, do they? You've got a history with the Robins of being up and about in the top two or three clubs in the competition. So with those players coming back, you'd be looking to push into that four next year.
Yeah, well, that's the key. Obviously, finishing sixth last year, The aim is this year to push into the four, and anything could happen. Obviously, there's a couple of good sides that played off in the grand final last year. They're going to be hard to catch, but that's the way Devonport, and you can see how Devonport have built over the last 3 years of working with their juniors and getting some older players that used to play football there coming back to their club. So we've kind of taken on that approach as well. So we'll hopefully reap the rewards of the kids that got games last year. They'll be better for it, obviously, with the games they got last year under their belt and putting some experienced players around them. Hopefully we can head up the ladder a bit next year.
Have you got any other recruits in the wings, or have you pretty much sort of finished just for now? I guess sometimes it becomes a little bit clearer after Christmas. Some of these blokes don't like to commit. Some of them don't like to commit at all, but some of them might just commit after Christmas. You got any more in the pipeline?
Oh, there's always something in the pipeline. Frenchie's always giving me a ring with something in the pipeline or talking to someone, but it kind of slows down after a mad rush. Most clubs make a heap of signings and put it out there, but then it goes quiet for a while and leading up to Christmas time. But, hopefully people will realise how well it's going at training-wise, how the numbers are and everything like that, and that might entice a few more to come back down. So, yeah, we're hoping to get a few more as pre-season rolls in and after the new year, but pretty happy the way things are going at the moment.
Just a final one. I've got to ask you about your son, Alex. How's he going? I know that he finally got back on the park with the Fremantle Dockers last year and finished the season off reasonably well for a guy who probably would have had pre-season interrupted and injury interrupted. But how's Alex going?
Yeah, he's going really well. He'd be surprised if he's done a full pre-season. Mm. If he has, it's only probably been one, and that's probably when he played 20 games for the season that year. So back into training. He's not meant to start till Monday coming, but, he's back at training Monday this week. So, fully fit at the moment, starting training with him. So, just needs a bit of luck. Full pre-season will help that. And, hopefully the way Dockers are looking, they're heading up, which is a good sign, and I know Alex wants to be part of that. So, fingers crossed, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all keep our collective fingers crossed for him and hope that he can get a full season out of the way, because we know that if he does, the Fremantle Dockers have got someone they can rely on down back to take on the big guys. So let's hope he can do that. Thanks for catching up with us, Scotty. All the best in the Cricket North West role, and let's hope that Ulverston can rise up the ladder next season. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mick. Always good to talk, mate.